we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kirsten Dunst is starring in a new show, and I believe it's on Showtime. I can't remember. Showtime or HBO. I mentioned this last week. It's called On Becoming God in Central Florida. She plays a minimum wage earning water park employee in Orlando, and she's scheming to make her way up the ranks in this cultish, flag-waving, million-dollar pyramid scheme because they drove her family into you know, ruin, basically.
Wow.
And it's a really good show.
So it's a story
really
about her life,
show.
Basically.
Kind of, yeah.
For the
kind
most
of.
Part, yes.
Though I don't think her parents started it. I think she did.
Yeah.
Okay. But she said, you know, she's tired of being called, quote, the girl from Bring It On. That's all anybody knows her as, the girl from Bring It On.
But wasn't she in Spider-Man movies?
She was in a lot of things, yeah. She was in a lot of things.
I know her as the girl that ruined Spider-Man.
Who, do you? Because she kissed him upside down?
No, just because she sucked.
As women, we loved that, by the way. We loved it when she took his mask down and she kissed him.
I thought that was a hot scene.
Down. Yeah, it was. It was. I thought it was hot, too. But
okay.
A lot of people don't like her. Yeah, the girl from Bring It On. But, you know, why don't you ask the guy, the kids show that was caught masturbating in a theater. Why don't you ask him what he's tired of being known as, Kirsten? Oh, wow. Kristen, yes, Kristen Stewart says someone told her that if she hid her sexuality, she might actually get a Marvel movie. This is crazy. It's
what?
An interview in, yeah. Yeah, if she hid it, if she wasn't open about her sexuality, that she probably would wind up in a big blockbuster. And she wasn't cool with it. She's going to be herself. She said she doesn't consider herself gay or bi. She said we're all becoming incredibly ambiguous, and I think it's really a gorgeous thing. So she's doing just fine. She's doing the new Charlie's Angels, and it actually looks really, it looks really hot. It looks really, really hot.
Okay.
It's different. It doesn't look like it's going to be the comedy that the other one was.
Oh.
So it looks pretty good. Kevin Federline accused Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, of violently lashing out at their 13-year-old son, Sean. And he got a restraining order against Jamie on behalf of Sean and his brother, Jaden. And Britney did not oppose it. So Kevin Federline awarded 70% custody of his sons with Britney. So he will have the majority of the time. Who would have thought that he would be the sane one in this whole thing? You know, he was a little odd too, but he's a stable one. So.
Looks pretty normal now.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yes, he does. So he's, you know, he's like a stay-at-home dad, and I don't think he works anymore. Didn't he used to DJ?
Yes.
He used to DJ.
Everyone
but,
was DJ.
Yeah. Yes, well, well, everybody is now, that's for sure. Jeez.
Just got to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.